Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
He is a strike away from a complete game. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! A fastball at 103. His arms in the air. A complete game shutout from Jacob Mizorowski on the one-year anniversary of his MLB debut. A masterpiece from the Miz.
What a masterful call. Our guy Lane Grindle with us from the ballpark in Cincinnati. Lane, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It is great to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you here. So All-Star Game voting is underway. We got a couple guys that are so deserving to be in the game, and we'll have a few that are. My question related to all that is, aside from incentives, financial, that might be tied to this, how big a deal is it for a big leaguer to be in the All-Star Game? Do they pay attention to this?
Yeah, I think they do. It's such an honor. I mean, it's one of the best All-Star games that's out there, of course, of any of the sports. And in fact, I think I'm partial, but I think it's the best one that's out there.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's just such a cool tradition. It, I think, showcases the sport so well. It showcases the city where the All-Star game is played this year, of course, in Philadelphia. And so I think it is a big deal to these guys. Now, it's a long grind of a season, so some guys aren't always that upset if they get, you know, 3 days at home without a lot of responsibility, because it's hard to find that over the course of the 7 months of the regular season, of course. But I think that this is such a big deal to these guys, and the Brewers have a lot of guys that are deserving that haven't been to one yet. I mean, Bryce Terang, Jake Bowers, a couple of great examples of guys that could very easily, I think, find themselves on the roster, and they haven't been to one yet. And you have a guy in Jacob Mizorowski that I think has a pretty decent shot to maybe take the ball to open that game. So there's a lot of fun things that are trending in that direction in terms of the All-Star. Now, the All-Star game, the voting, you know, doesn't favor the Brewers right now, but there's still time, and hopefully Brewers fans will get in there and keep pumping up guys like Bryce Terang's numbers to try to get him into those final two.
Yeah, I can definitely tell you, I and a lot of my friends have maxed out our five that we get with our email addresses. I think it'd be great if you just dropped the ballots in every seat at AmFam and just let people chalk them up that way. But I get that we're doing things a certain way, and it definitely seems the way it's set up now. Your guys like your Ohtani, your Ozzie Albies, names that are going to gather that attention, it is a little skewed that way.
Yeah, it's tough as a small market team, typically, to get multiple starters in the All-Star game. It's happened before, but it is tough. Remember, it used to be that you'd fill out the ballots at the stadium. There was little ballot boxes that you could go and fill out when you went to the games, out on the concourses and such, but now it's all online voting and everything like that. But look, even if you don't have Brewers that are named starters, you have guys that are deserving that I think will be named to the team. The Brewers are one of the best teams in baseball. This isn't going to be a thing where just one guy gets to go. They're going to have multiple All-Stars. Contreras certainly has a great claim from a catching standpoint as well. I talked about Bowers. I talked about Miz. Kyle Harrison is another guy that should get some consideration. So there's plenty of guys that I think should be under consideration, and I think a good chunk of those guys will find their way in Philadelphia.
I'm glad you brought up Harrison, Lane, because just in general, All-Star talk aside, if Kyle Harrison is on most other pitching staffs, he's the talk of the town. He kind of gets overshadowed unfairly sometimes by the excellence of Mizorowski.
Yeah, and you know, he had the hiccup in Vegas, and I think because he's so young and there isn't this big track record, people were like, uh-oh, you know, is everything that happened prior to that point real? Well, he's come back in the two starts since. He's proven, yeah, the Vegas thing was a blip. It was the environment. It was nothing to have any kind of concern about. And he has gone back to his dominating ways. This is a really special young man who has a big-time fastball. You know, we talk about Miz's fastball, and it's incredible just to see the numbers on the scoreboard. But I'm telling you, Harrison's fastball is one of the better fastballs, I think, in the National League amongst starting pitchers. It's a left-handed fastball with a lot of life to it. It plays way up, and he gets a lot of swing and miss with it. And the slurve has been a great pitch for him as well. And if the changeup comes along over the next year or so, boy, it's going to be a real challenging at-bat against Kyle Harrison. It already is. So the Brewers just do a great job of developing guys. I mean, they find guys, they maximize their strengths, and Kyle Harrison is one of the latest examples of that.
You know, speaking of the starting rotation, of course, you look at tonight's game in Cincinnati. The name making all the headlines. Brandon Woodruff back on the mound after that complaint of a dead arm that he's been gone for so long. Lane, if you're watching from your position, what are you hearing as far as limitations? Are we going to be on a pitch count? Is it going to be strict every inning? Are they going to be checking in with them? How are you doing? How's the arm holding out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yes, they will, because I think that's just kind of the natural thing that you would do, especially with a guy coming back. But I don't know that it's going to be one of those things where they have to have an in-depth conversation with him every inning. It'll be, you good? You feel good? They're going to be able to have a decent idea themselves just by looking at some of the other metrics that are available to them over the course of the game. He went 82 pitches in his last rehab start in Class High A, Wisconsin. So I think that you'll see him go 80 to 85 pitches or something here today. He did get to 93. That's not everything, but I think it is encouraging because it means it's in there for him. If he can get to 93 in a high A game, he might be able to touch 95 if he needed to at some point tonight. Maybe he sits in that 91-93 range, which we've seen a lot from him. He's shown that he can get guys out at a pretty high clip with that type of stuff. It's not the 97s and 98s we maybe saw back in 2021 or 2022, but he's evolved as a pitcher. And he has shown that he can pitch. It's not just throwing. He can pitch, and he can outpitch a lot of good lineups. So I expect him to be good tonight. Every time that we've ever doubted Brandon Woodruff, he has proven us wrong. I didn't think he was going to be able to come back and do what he did last year in the second half of the season, but he did it at a really, really high level. This is a special young man that I think is really hungry to get back in this rotation and contribute.
How's the perch there? Good place to call a game?
This is one of my favorite places to call a game. That's a great question. I love coming to Cincinnati for a lot of reasons. I mean, this is a place we come to a lot because it's a divisional foe, but you have your little breakfast spots that you hit and the places you go and get coffee. It's just it's comfortable here for me, but I love this ballpark. It is a very, very good booth. The vantage point is phenomenal, so I really like coming here and enjoy it every time we come to Cincinnati. You get some kind of wild games sometimes in this ballpark because it is a really heavy run-scoring environment, so you never know what's going to happen when these games get underway, but it is always intriguing and it is always fun.
He is the best in the business, Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. You can hear Lane beginning at 5:35 here on WTMJ. Thank you so much, Lane.
You bet. Thank you, guys.